He spotted the speaker. He didn't recognize her, and she didn't look like a battle hammer. Particularly not given the company she kept, Brunner thought, as the second of the group, a skinny and twisted, ugly little creature, perhaps human, perhaps something more nefarious, replied.
But where would he go?
To the Battlehammer dwarves,
said the third, a sturdy human man in plain-looking robes.
We'll go by there and see, said the dwarf.
At the thought that these three were not enemies of the Battlehammers, Brunner started forward. But he fell back immediately when the ugly little man, or tiefling actually, Brunner then realized, added,
And Treri said we were to leave directly and before the dawn, to the south and the east and out of the dale.
And Treri? The name rang discordantly in Brunner's thoughts, a name he had not heard in many decades, and one he had never wanted to hear again. He shook his head, convinced he had misheard the tiefling, but the human replied,
And Treri's wrong, then. Drizzt wouldn't leave a friend in such a state, nor will I.
Aye,
the female dwarf agreed. Brunner faded back a couple of quiet steps, shaking his head in confusion.
Drizzt?
He mouthed under his breath.
And Treri?
He looked back at the firelight, unsure of his next move. Should he go to these three and learn what he might? But Catti Bree was around Icewind Dale, he had learned from his time in Bremen at the Knuckleheader. She would be up there, on Brunner's climb, waiting for him. Brunner sneaked away, back to the trails he knew so well, for little had changed in this place he had so long called home. With the strangers out of sight, he broke into a trot, climbing tirelessly, his heart beating fast, and more from anticipation than exertion. He came to a patch of snow along the trail, shining in the moonlight. He dropped to one knee to examine a light boot print and the padded paw prints of a huge cat. Brunner knew those well. His joy didn't last, though, as he noted the wetness beside the small snow patch. He dipped his fingers and brought them up before his eyes and nose. Blood. Lots of blood lining the trail. Brunner scrambled up so fast that he slipped and fell face down into the muck. He was up in a heartbeat, wiping his eyes as he ran, and barely had he begun again when he skidded to a stop, frozen in place by the long, low roar of a distant cat. A panther's roar. Guinevere's call. A mournful roar, he thought, as if a cry evincing great loss. Regis grasped Catti Bree's forearm tightly as they beheld the sight. Drizzt. Limping badly, leaning against Guinevere. And surely, were it not for the panther, the drow would have fallen to the ground. Clearly dazed and battered, blood dripping from his head, one leg only gingerly touching down as he shambled toward the peak of Brunner's climb, the drow went along silently.
Go! Go, Regis told Catti Bree.
And when he looked at her, her face a mask of horror, the halfling shoved her along and called more loudly, Go! Catti Bree scrambled forward and began to sing the same melody Regis had heard those days in the forest of Iruladune, calling to her goddess, singing the song of Mialiki. Drizzt seemed to hear it, and even looked over at the approaching woman, though it seemed to Regis as if his battered friend had moved past the point of sight. Or perhaps Drizzt did notice her, the halfling corrected himself, and he scrambled to catch up, for at that moment of recognition, all strength seemed to flee the drow, and he simply collapsed. Catti Bree caught him, and she screamed, No! With such desperation that Regis cursed the gods. All of this, and they had been a moment too late? Down the trail, Brunner Battlehammer heard that desperate, agonized scream, accompanied by the plaintive cry of Guinevere. He tried to speed up, but stumbled and fell to his face, the impact making all of his recent wounds hurt him all the more. He threw that aside, though, whispering, Me girl! Me girl! And he scrambled and clawed and ran on. No, Catti Bree cried, hugging Drizzt close. Don't you leave me! Don't you dare!
Heal him!
Regis implored her, stumbling forward.
But she shook her head, for she could not, she understood. The wounds were too severe. He was already falling far, far away. She hadn't the time. She hadn't the strength.
"Catty, try!"
Regis yelled. How could they say goodbye when they hadn't even said hello? Guinevar cried out, long and low, a mournful song, and when Regis neared and viewed the ghastly wound upon Drizzt's head and the limp tilt of his body, he shared the cat's dismay. He slowed to a stop, still strides away, afraid to move closer, afraid to accept the reality before him. Catibri looked to him, shaking her head. A blue tendril of misty magic curled out of the woman's sleeves then, wrapping around her and around Drizzt, like the embrace of Mialiki herself. Catibri looked at it curiously, then shrugged at Regis, for it had come unbidden.
"What?"
Regis asked, or started to ask, for he was interrupted by a cry. "Drizzt!" came a shout from back behind Regis, and he swung around and Catibri looked up, for they surely recognized that voice. "Ye turned elf!" Brunner shouted, charging up from the trail. He stumbled along and skidded to a stop, eyes wide at the scene before him, jaw falling open as any forthcoming calls had been surely stolen by the shock of the moment. "Brunner?" came a reply from the other way. And Regis spun around yet again, his heart leaping at the sound of the voice. At the sound of Drizzt's voice. Brunner collected the halfling as he hustled by, the two crashing into Drizzt, Catibri, and Guinevar upon the bare rock atop Brunner's climb, where the stars reached down to touch again the companions of the hall.
"You saved him,"
a sobbing Regis said to Catibri. She could only shake her head, confused. She had not cast a spell, nay, but she had merely been a conduit in that moment. In that moment, where Mialiki had taken back the rogue drow to her side. The victorious drow, who had turned from the darkness. Here, then, in these friends huddled close, was his reward. Epilogue. The Year of the Awakened Sleepers, 1484 DR, Shade Enclave.
"Brilliant,"
Lord Paris Ulfbinder remarked, staring into the scrying pool, looking through Lady Avalier's divination map.